Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. 2 weeks ago, journalist Matthew Power died while on assignment in Uganda. Power was a Vermonter. He grew up in Cornwall and went to school at Middlebury College. He wrote for the New York Times, GQ, Wired, Outside, Men's Journal, and a number of other publications. He was also a contributing editor at Harper's, where Roger Hodge was his friend and editor. Roger Hodge joins us today to reflect on Matthew Power's career and legacy. Welcome to the show, and thanks for talking to us about your friend.
Thank you.
You met Matt Power when he was your intern at Harper's Magazine in 1998, and he had just recently moved to New York City and decided to become a journalist?
Yes, he had come to New York to be, he joined the MFA program at Columbia, but very soon decided that nonfiction was where the action was, or where he wanted to be. He came to Harper's as an intern, and he never really looked back.
For people who aren't very familiar with his writing, can you describe what kind of journalist he was?
Oh, gosh. Matt was the consummate magazine writer. He's primarily a foreign correspondent, in a sense. He was always writing from the most exotic places in the world. For a lot of people, he was an adventure writer, because he did many, many adventure stories for some of the magazines that you mentioned. To my mind, he was, in a way, the most politically committed writer I knew, although he wore the politics very lightly.
What do you mean by that, politically committed?
Well, Matt spent, after he left Harper's as an intern, he spent 4 or 5 years wandering the country, living among activists and engaging in all kinds of campaigns, whether it's sitting trees in California or trying to prevent the destruction of community gardens in New York City. He lived in squats. He lived all over the place. And he was an activist in many ways, and a very theatrical and good-spirited activist. He eventually became dissatisfied with that approach to politics and came back to journalism.
How did that flavor then what he wrote and how he wrote and how you thought about editing him as a journalist who had this perspective as an activist and very involved in politics?
Well, Matt primarily as a journalist was bearing witness. He was always drawn to stories of injustice and human suffering, and he wrote from within the experience of the people he was covering. He would spend time with them. He would live with them. He wanted to know and to experience the lives they were living so that then he could bring that perspective to the reader. And what made him so gifted and such a wonderful writer was that he was never preachy. He was never hectoring. He didn't tell you what to think. He went and he experienced and he reported and he wrote beautifully about these stories and about these people, and left the reader experience the injustice on the page and draw his or her own conclusions. And on the page, he really brought these characters to life in a way that is really just extraordinarily rare.
Do any stories that he wrote that you edited spring to mind as examples of that?
Well, the first piece that we ever did together from India is called The Poison Stream. It was about this community in a remote part of India where they were engaged in cashew farming, and the pesticides over the course of decades had really just had devastated the community. And Matt spent a couple of years in India. And that's where he first started writing these pieces. It is an extraordinarily beautiful piece that captured the place and the people and the magnitude of the tragedy there. And again, it was a beautifully written piece that I'll never forget it. There's also the wonderful piece he did from the Philippines on people who live in a dump at Payatas, this gigantic dump, and live by scavenging. And this briefly became a national story in the U.S. when there was a collapse and a bunch of people were smothered by the garbage. Well, Matt went, and fearless as always, was in and among this garbage on this dump and with these people and eating what they were eating and living the way they were living for the most part, and wrote, I think, probably his most beautiful piece.
You know, you mentioned that he was fearless, and he really jumped into these stories and became part of it. In fact, often he wrote in the first person and described his feelings and his thoughts. Mm-hmm. When he died, most likely from heat stroke, he was on assignment reporting a story for Men's Journal about a British explorer who was trying to walk the length of the Nile, and he was taking part in part of this walk. So how did he think about risk and reward in his own life and the possibility of something like this happening?
I don't think he gave it a whole lot of thought. I mean, we never talked about it so much. I mean, I think his other editors and friends were always amazed at the things he would do, and we were always telling him to be careful, and he was always, don't worry, I understand. He understood the risks. He didn't dwell on them. And as far as stories go, this was very low on the risk scale. He was an incredibly fit, clear-eyed journalist who understood what he was getting into and took all the right precautions. What happened in Uganda, I think, was just a freak accident. But Matt was a free spirit. He would put himself in situations that I would never voluntarily put myself into, and he would come through it no problem, again and again and again. He wasn't a war correspondent. He didn't report very often from war zones, but he reported from places that were very dangerous. From the zone of the Tamil Tigers, or from Afghanistan. He did a wonderful story for me from Afghanistan, the Lost Buddhas of Bamiyan. I think he sought out advice from the best journalists that he could reach. But anyone who does this kind of journalism necessarily takes a certain amount of risk, because you cannot control for every circumstance.
You know, one of the sad ironies of his death is that it made some headlines, and in the celebrations of his life and his writing, a lot of people are getting concentrated doses of his style and his ability to create characters and create stories that just grip you by the throat. And people are reading him right now who might otherwise not have read his stories. What kind of imprint do you think he's had on journalism and on our culture?
Well, Matt was one of the most generous people you could ever meet. His legacy, I think, comes out of that generosity. Whenever a young writer came to me wanting advice about how to get started, what to do, where to go, I would always send them to Matt, and people would call him all the time asking for advice, and he always made time. There are so many writers who have written testimonies and remembrances of him who came to him in that role of seeking advice. He'd been at it long enough to where he had a following among writers. And I think that mentoring that he engaged in is where a very powerful part of his legacy will come in. I think also Matt had friends everywhere, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of friends all over the world whose lives he touched, not necessarily through journalism. And I think that generosity and that his passion for living was infectious.
What about for you? You were his editor, but also his friend.
it's been... Matt was... Excuse me, one second. Matt was almost a constant presence in my life for 14 years. I mean, whether or not he was physically near or not, we were in touch. I would get G-chats from him in the middle of the night when I'd be up working. He was always emailing me. He was always bringing things back for my children who adored him. It's almost, it's losing a brother. For me, the grief has been incommunicable. Some people have written beautifully about his life, and I think we'll continue to see that. I think that the best testament is going to be his work, and we'll always have that.
Well, Roger, I'm very sorry for your loss, your very personal loss, and certainly for the loss of a great writer that so many people admired and learned from, and I really appreciate you telling us about Matthew Power.
Thank you. Okay, my pleasure.